Hey, Linkophiles, I'm Hamish Rhines, reminding you that in the land of the flaccid, the erect man is king. Wouldn't you say, Wonkles?
That's correct, Mr. Hamish. Hey, you know something?
What's that?
I think I lost my erection once.
Oh, gracious.
Oh, but I found it.
Oh, goodness.
You know, do you remember when we used to climb out on the roof at my parents' house?
Yeah.
There was like this window, and you'd climb out, you'd like squeeze your body through this little hole,
yeah,
and then
I
you'd
remember.
Climb up on the roof, and there was like a flat space.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was over there in a corner, kind of. There was some debris around it, like sticks and weeds
uh-huh.
and things like that. But I just brushed it off, and it was good as new.
Good as new. Oh, that's a happy ending. I'm so pleased.
Me too.
We got a great tune this week, although we don't. You know, you may need a little counseling afterwards because this is a very emotional, a quietly emotional love ballad, right, Wonkles?
It is this song this baby hurts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, I don't want to put too fine a point on it, but it's a sad, difficult, emotionally gripping
mm-hmm.
love song. And we're just so you know, we're Hanus and I are here in case you need a shoulder to cry on afterwards.
That's right. We'll talk you off the ledge and make sure you got the Kleenex handy. Or as my girlfriend when she was a tiny girl, she asked her mother for a Kleenex.
She thought, a what?
For just one Kleenex, which she thought was a Kleenex. Isn't that funny?
That's absolutely adorable.
Isn't that something?
I want a Kleenex.
Well, you're going to need a boatload of them for this song. Here it is, everybody. Beautiful Moonlight.
Enjoy.
Talk to that person down the street that I'm standing behind the tree. Beautiful moonlight, beautiful moonlight. Don't forget the sacrifices I've made for you. Don't forget the beautiful moonlight, beautiful moonlight. Hey, don't I'm holding the bag for you, babe. Don't forget beautiful moonlight, beautiful moonlight. Sacrifices have been made to maintain our friendship, and I don't regret it, but remember the blue, the blue, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful moonlight. We're talking beautiful moonlight, just take a look, and beautiful moonlight, it's up there through the window. I'm behind the tree, remember me, I'm still standing there holding the bag for you, babe. Beautiful moonlight.
And that was Beautiful Moonlight in all its delectably unrefined splendor.
Yes, beautiful
mm-hmm.
moonlight.
Poignant.
Holding the bag for you, babe.
And that poor man left holding that bag. His arms must be killing him by now.
That sucks, man.
Yeah.
I hate it when that happens.
What do you suppose was in that bag? His still beating broken heart was probably in that bag.
Yeah, bolts and...
Some spark plugs.
You know, nuts and bolts
air
and
filter.
Gaskets. And...
Yeah, that's probably more likely.
Yeah, maybe some transmission fluid.
Do you even remember who was playing what on that song?
I have no idea. I don't even know what we were doing on that.
There's...
Was that a real song?
Well, there's a toy piano and there's some other instrument, but it doesn't even... I'm not even sure that's a ukulele. It could have been some other goofy instrument.
Yeah, what the heck was going on there? You know what? I've got some like songbirds in my yard and they're having a fist fight right in front of me.
Oh, no.
With you.
They're having a fist. They don't have fists.
Which, wait a minute, that's very similar to Beautiful Moonlight. It's like songbirds having a fist fight.
It's a metaphor.
I think that's a blurb we could use somewhere.
Yep, I think so.
One, two, three, four.
Don't touch that feces.
Don't do it.
Hi, Hanus.
How are you? Hey, I don't know if you're aware of this statistic, but Cleveland now has the dubious honor of being one of the 10 most dangerous cities in the country.
That's excellent.
Isn't that
my hometown? I'm so happy.
Yeah, we're knee-deep in blood and guts, baby.
Cool. Well, congratulations to you.
Thanks. And I don't know if it's as a result of that, but anyway, for the last couple of years, Ohio's had this concealed handgun carry law. And that means that you pay a little fee and you take a little class, but when you're done, you get to walk around with a 44 Magnum nestled in your pants right next to your trouser snake. Isn't that awesome?
That's great. So that means you're allowed to kill people now?
No, afraid not.
Oh.
And
well, what's the point of that?
And true to form, actually, the law is not what I want to have a hissy fit about. When you try to go to a bookstore or library or grocery store or theater, you now see all these big signs, big illustrations of a gun with a red circle around it and that diagonal red stripe that indicates naughtiness.
So you mean people who are in bookstores and movies are not allowed to be naughty?
That's right.
I think that's crazy. People who have guns should be in bookstores. They need to be educated.
Yes, they need to learn how to properly maintain their firearms.
They can't find books to expand their lives and, you know, self-help things. And or, you know, maybe they want to hang cabinets in their kitchen and they won't be able to do that now.
Or some poetry might help right. soothe their savage breast.
You never know when you're like sitting there looking at Proust and some guy, you know, pulls out an Uzi and wants to like lay you down. You know what I'm saying? You got to have your what would you have, Hanus? Like a Glock?
Yeah, you got to have
a Glockenspiel.
You got to have your gat handy to defend yourself at any moment.
I think we should start a 51st state. Uh-huh. And just put everybody who wants to carry a gun inside that, and they can just have, you know, gun play 24/7.
That's right. It'll be like giving all those people a giant timeout.
That's a stinky feces, Hanus.
That was a stinky feces.
Hello, how are you? Hello. Hello, how are you? Hello.
Hey, Stretch Links listeners, it's time for the mailbag. That means it's time to answer your questions about the Stretch Links or, mm-hmm. frankly, about anything you might want to ask. Because remember, we will help you emotionally or spiritually if we can.
That's right.
This week's letter comes from our old dear friend, Bobby Boom Boom Ekwall, mm-hmm. who asks, "Dear Stretch Links, please tell us the history of your former bands."
That's a great question.
That is. I just want to say, I think he's gunning for fame here because
that's right.
He knows he was in a band with us, and he just wants his moment of you know in the spotlight.
Well, let's toss the poor kid a bone.
Well, Ekwall was in a band. He played drums for something we called the Big Sway, which was really just some friends playing in the basement, you know, uh-huh. with a lot of beer cans next to them.
Yes, but we did have an awesome like 45-minute version of Sex Machine that we did.
That's true.
That was our big hit.
We've been in various obscure bands that never really saw the light of day, but they loom large in our consciousness.
And they sure go back a long way.
Yeah, we started out with, I think, the Suburban White Boys.
Yeah, way back in the 70s. And we did have that one song where the last lines were, "I don't even care, I don't even care, Dad ate the cat. And I don't even care."
And that was, I think, influenced by Johnny Rotten and a local punk band in Cleveland called the Pagans.
Yeah. We thought we were punk rock, but when you listen to it now,
yeah.
It's pretty weak.
We were just suburban kids who were playing music too loud.
Suburban white boys, yeah. What did we know?
We had a lot of hormones, you know, racing through our veins.
But then you were in a band later called the Lizard Babies.
Yep.
And you were in that band with Brian Azzarello, who went on to great fame and fortune as a comic book author.
That's
right?
True. He's done well. And also Mike Sonton, who played drums in that
band. Yeah,
And there was also Johnny Action and the Treadmills.
Oh, that's my all-time favorite name. I always love that name.
And then back, once we got out here into San Francisco, we hooked up with our dear friend, Mr. Giebels, Nid mm-hmm. Giebels, who we played in a band called the Bludgeon Preachers.
Yeah, and the Bastard Mammals.
The Bastard Mammals.
Well, he was always great at picking out band names, even if the bands only lasted 3 weeks.
I think we have to give credit to Nib because he really was the one who coined those.
Right.
What else, Hanus? You had a couple incarnations.
Yeah, Giebs and I, when we both still lived in Cleveland, we had a little duet. We called ourselves the Netherworld Mule Ensemble, and we had only one tune, and that I would play the accordion on it, oompa on it, and he would sing about the contents of his refrigerator.
That's beautiful. See, I think the key to being in a band, this is for all the young kids who are out there listening, is to basically make up a new name for your band each time you get together and play music.
Right.
And that way you sound like you have this incredible resume in the music industry.
Exactly.
That's basically what we've done, right, Hanus?
Indeed we have.
Hell, it's only a nugget.
Oh, goody, goody, goody. It's time to talk about the nugget of wonderness, which is the rare, unreleased bits and pieces, fragments, little strings, and little weird little belly button lints that the Stretch Links have saved and put up on our website. And you can only listen to these little bits and pieces at stretchlinks.com. This episode's nugget is Lawn Chair Part 1.
Mm.
Please tune in for that only at stretchlinks.com. And we want to remind you, too, that it's really nice to hear from you because otherwise it's just us sitting here, you know, contemplating our navels, speaking of navels. And the way to do that, of course, is to send emails to info@stretchlinks.com and we'll get back to you.
Do it.
Cheeks are simmering. Cheeks are simmering. Tongue is moving.
Moving.
Tongue is moving.
Tongue is wiggling.
Teeth are showing.
Teeth are showing.
Teeth are showing.
Teeth are showing.
Gums are wiggling.
Gums are wiggling.
Gums are wiggling.
Smile.
Well, I don't feel like smiling at all, and you can't make me.
I can make you. Oh, heinous rhyme.
Okay, it worked.
Wait a second. I wasn't finished.
Yes, you are. The reason I don't feel like smiling is because our show's coming to an end.
Oh, get somebody down here right now.
I'm afraid we're the ones responsible for the show ending.
Oh, that sucks.
But you know what we are going to do? We're going to play a little bit of next week's song, which is called Why Not, which is a really jazzy number, a jazzer.
Yeah, it is, and it features Hanus Rhines on vocals.
Yay, I finally get to sing one. But not only do I sing one, I get to sing about the Prince of Darkness.
Yes, one of our reoccurring characters. One of our ensemble characters. Hey, you know what? We want to thank you folks for listening. And remember to write us at info@stretchlinks.com. And do visit our website, stretchlinks.com, because there's some fun little bits and pieces of things for you to enjoy there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to leave you with a little bit of Why Not. Yeah. Thanks a lot, folks.
All right. Take care, everybody. Boy.
I dropped out of high school to join the Marines. But since I had asthma and was still in my teens, they said go to a trade school, learn how to weld. I got so excited, I jumped up and yelled. I said, all right then, why not? All right then, why not? I had all the happiness a union job.
All music, words, and bodily sounds are the sole property of the Stretch Links and Just Happy Inc. Copyright 2008, The Stretch Links.
Hey, everybody, it's time for the bad... I don't know.